cheer athletics club in Austin, three teenage girls weave their hands into a basket. A fourth girl, she's the flyer, jumps into their hands as the coach watches. The girls propel her into the air. She twists twice and scissors her legs, then lands cleanly into their cradled arms. The club's varsity team is perfecting a new move, and this learning stage is the most risky. This time, the flyer went up at an angle, but her teammates managed to catch her safely. Not everyone is so lucky. According to a 2013 report in the Journal of Pediatrics, cheerleading causes two-thirds of all catastrophic injuries in high school girls.
You would never see cheerleaders wearing helmets.
Michael Reardon heads the concussion clinic at Dell Children's Hospital.
Every month, we'll see a couple of cheerleaders that have had, you know, a crash. And so those guys are definitely at risk for concussion.
A concussion is a type of traumatic injury caused by a blow to the head that shakes the brain inside the skull. At the Cheer Athletics Club, Coach Gerald Ladner says he monitors his team closely for concussions.
So concussions, I definitely look for if the eyes are dilated. I close her eyes, I open it up, and see if they dilate even further. And if her head starts to shake, that's when we show a little bit more concern. But I feel like if you have to question the concussion, we always send them in.
The best concussion management? Rest. But that's easier said than done. Ask 15-year-old cheerleader Annie Bodenshaws. She got a concussion 4 years ago.
It was at warm-ups at a competition. I was standing in my back spot, kind of like I knocked her over, and my head hit on like off of the mat onto the basketball court, and I like blacked out for like a second. But I didn't go to a doctor until after the competition because I had to compete.
Annie says she didn't want to let her team down, but after the competition, her coach made her stay off the mat until she recovered. Dell Children's Reardon says athletes should be 100% recovered before cheering again.
If somebody hasn't fully recovered and they're having any trouble with their reaction time or their balance or coordination, then there is significant risk.
Don Comstock researches high school sports injuries at the Colorado School of Public Health. She tracks cheerleading injuries.
The practice-related injury rates in general and concussion injury rates more specifically are higher than injury rates in competition, or in the case of cheerleading, in performance.
That's not the case for the 16 other sports in her data set. Comstock says there's a reason for that.
The injuries that are occurring among cheerleaders are occurring on many different surfaces. They're occurring on asphalt, on tile floors, on wood floors, on grass. And if cheerleading isn't considered a sport in some states, then cheerleaders may not have the same advantages of all the other sports at the school.
Advantages like proper tumbling mats and qualified coaches. That's why cheerleader Annie Bodenshaws didn't try out for her high school team.
From what I hear, they get hurt a lot because they don't have like great coaches teaching them. So like, I feel like high school cheer is a little bit scary.
In Texas, the University Interscholastic League voted this summer to allow cheerleading as a sport. That starts next year. But at the high school level, schools can't legally use cheerleading to qualify for Title IX funding and the better equipment that can bring. That doesn't mean cheerleaders aren't athletes. It means they're at risk. In Austin, I'm Brenda Salinas for the Texas Standard.